and Environment to order, and we have mainly just housekeeping details to do today, but have the, first of all, the members introduce themselves, a little bit about yourself, where you're from. Let's start with, let's start with the lady.
Thanks, Chair.
Indeed.
Good
Thank
faith.
You, Mr. Chair. Mary Nolan, I represent a district that includes downtown Portland, the Willamette Riverfront in Portland, and the West Hills of Portland.
Okay.
Me? Thank you, Mr. Chair. my name is John Lim, and my district 50, which is a half portion of Gresham of Southern Park. And before I come to the House Chamber, I served as a state senator for 9 years, and it's good to be back, and I'm honored to be a member of this environmental committee.
Good. We're pleased to have you and your experience with us, John.
Thank you.
Robert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Bob Jansen. I come from Pendleton. That is House District 58. My district includes the greater metropolitan areas of Pendleton, Hermiston, and some of the smaller suburbs of those communities. It's a pleasure to be here. We look forward to an exciting, interesting committee.
We talk about environment, we're talking about water, and you're chairing water as well, so we welcome your experience and interest in the subject.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Phil Barnhart. I represent Central Lane and Linn counties, a couple of precincts in Eugene, and Pleasant Hill, Cresswell, Coburg, Leeburg, Brownsville, the outskirts of Lebanon and Sweet Home, and the outskirts of Harrisburg. That's a very interesting district, which includes a lot of environment.
Good environment.
Yes.
I'm Representative Garrard, District 56, which is Klamath Falls and all of southern Klamath County. As Chair of Land Use and Environment in the last session, I was most happy to be here with our Chair and looking forward to continuing some of the discussions we had in the last session in regarding to environment, and I look forward to serving with this esteemed panel.
Thank you, Representative Garrard. I look forward to working with your experience as well. Having chaired this dual committee 2 years ago, it will be a pleasure to enlist that in our deliberations here. I'm Gordon Anderson. I am a representative from Josephine County, representing most of 98% of Grants Pass and Cave Junction, our only two cities. And we, of course, have a number of environmental issues with the Rogue River, with the forests and air quality and water quality that surround us there as well. I'm very pleased to have both Representative Nolan and Representative Jetson as our vice chairs, and I think we truly are going to have a good session dealing with some of the very important environmental issues that face the state now as we look at the laws that we have and try and determine what will link together to help our economy in really take off and yet at the same time protect the beauty and the natural resource and environment that we have in our state. I'd like to hear from our staff. We have two very capable staff members, too.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is John Hauser, and I'll be serving as your committee administrator. My past legislative experience includes having worked for 14 years in the old Legislative Research Office here at the Capitol Building. During the 1989 session, I served as the administrator for the House Intergovernmental Affairs Committee, and in 1991 I served as the co-administrator for the Senate Government Operations and Senate Redistricting Committees. Look forward to working with all of you, and if you have any research or other needs as it relates to the committee's activities, why, feel free to call me. I'm also doing the Transportation Committee, so if you have any transportation issues, I'll be wearing that hat on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Just truck on over, right?
There you go.
I, being a new chair, of course, I was looking for the most support and help I could get in staffing this committee, and I was very impressed with Mr. Hauser's background, not only with research here at the Capitol, but also his extensive experience in solid waste recycling and all in the metro area. So we look forward, John, to working with you. Mike.
My name is Mike Riley. I'm the committee assistant for House Environment and House Transportation. This is my third session. I had House Ag and Natural Resources in 2001 and some House Business and Labor last session. And so I look forward to another good session.
Excellent. Look forward to working with you, Mike. We need to consider the committee rules. I think they're the same rules that you've seen in most of the other committees that have started out. Strauser, would you just detail the minimal changes that we do have?
Right. There are, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, there are a couple of changes from the House rules that were in operation during the 2003 session. One, of course, that you're well aware of is the change from the 24 to the 48-hour rule. For purposes of our committee, that means for our normal Tuesday agendas, we will have to have our agenda published by Friday at 1 o'clock of the preceding week. And for our Thursday agendas, we will have to have those published, in essence, before we come in to meet on Tuesday. The other changes of significance relate to minority reports. This now requires that members signing on to a minority report have to have been present during the committee meeting and have voted no on the measure for which they intend to file a minority report. And in addition, minority reports now have to deal with concepts or ideas that were discussed in the committee meeting in which the measure was passed out of committee. So those are the major changes. Other than that, these are the same rules you've seen in all the other committees that you serve on.
Okay. Any discussion? All right. Those in favor of the rules as proposed, say aye. Those opposed, say nay. And will the staff call a roll?
Representative Girard?
Aye.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Aye.
Representative Lynn?
Aye.
Representative Rosenbaum? Chair Anderson?
Excused. Aye. The ayes have it, and the motion passes. Is there any new business or any discussion that the committee would like to proffer? We, I think, have gained through Mr. Hauser's visitations with each of you some of the ideas that you'd like to see brought forward, and maybe some of the bills that you've had. If there's any brief discussion you'd like to introduce regarding those, we could certainly hear that at this point. All right, hearing none. We had considered between Mr. Hauser and myself taking a field trip at some point in the near future, and John, why don't you discuss the possibilities of a...
Yeah, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, since it is likely that this committee may receive any legislation related to solid waste or recycling issues, we thought it might be valuable for the committee members to see examples of both private and public facilities that deal with both solid waste disposal and recycling activities. There is a facility in North Wilsonville that is owned and operated by a private company, and it engages in a great deal of recycling of a broad range of material. In addition, there is a transfer station in Oregon City, which is only about a 10-minute drive from the facility in Wilsonville, that has a broader spectrum of types of material that it takes. This is a facility that's operated by a public entity, Metro, in Portland. This facility has a hazardous waste recycling operation, a paint recycling operation, a public drop-off area for recyclables, as well as operating as a standard transfer station where everyday municipal and commercial garbage is dumped. So since those facilities are so close to each other, we could probably see both of those in an afternoon. And we were simply thinking of leaving here right after your session and lunch hour and spending one of our normal committee afternoons looking at those two facilities. So if that meets with interest from you, why, we'll go ahead and try and start setting that up.
Good. Would each of the committee indicate at your convenience to Mr. Hauser whether you'd be available and interested in going? We'll consider that for the next few weeks. Maybe we could work it out so that those of you going north could just continue on and head out for home after the meeting.
And sir, the rest of you would all be welcome to join us going north.
Spend some money in the city.
Right, Senator Wood, I would be happy to have you
exactly.
In the metro area.
Great, a little dinner in the show. All right.
Mr. Chair, being from Klamath Falls, I was told that the world ended just north of Salem.
Mr. Chair, I think it ends just south of Salem. You're in the ozone here in the capital.
Yes. We're going to clear that up very soon. All right. If you will, we'll indicate to John sometime in the next few days or so. Our committee will be hearing on Thursday. John, let's give us a little brief of those coming.
Mr. Chair, on Thursday we have invited representatives from the Department of Environmental Quality to come in and provide an informational briefing to the committee. We have asked that they focus on their legislative agenda for the 2005 session, any outstanding issues relating to their permit or other regulatory programs that may be of interest to the committee. As the chair and I have put it, the sort of the good, the bad, and the ugly about those programs, because we believe you need to know what's going well, what issues they may be having difficulty with, and areas where they may require some kind of legislative action to improve their ability to provide the services they are intended to provide. If you have any questions or specific information items that you would like them to cover, now would be the time to let me know, and I can advise their staff that they should be prepared to deal with some specific question or issue that one of you might have. So if you have anything like that, if you could let me know today, then I can give them a call and make sure they're ready for your area of interest when they come on Thursday.
And also for testimony that you'd like to hear from various organizations, we probably won't have time to hear from each and every organization, but we certainly can hear from the major entities. And as staff pointed out, I would like to hear the good things, but I don't want to focus on the good things that everybody's doing. I want to hear what can we improve. Either the agency or the committee may want to submit bills that will be beneficial to the environment and the environment in relationship to our whole state economy. So if you have thoughts and ideas, I sure welcome those and encourage you to get the names of folks that you'd like to have testify to come in. Okay, I think that pretty well concludes our business for today, and we'll come loaded for bear on Thursday. We will adjourn now until Thursday noon, Thursday at 1 o'clock here in room D, I believe.
And Mr. Chair, and before we adjourn, I discussed with Mr. John Hauser concerning the possibly expanding the bottle bill we have. Mm-hmm. I just want to give you some that the information at this time. So I understand anyone is proposing the legislation on that. John, do you know?
Not that I know of.
If not, then I might have to do that. I think the Oregon beer is the big winner of our state nationally. And also I will be deeply interested in the wind power energy, because we got plenty in our state, and that will create a clean environment instead of depending on just the hydro power only.
Would you like to have testimony on that? Probably a good idea.
Yeah, sometime in the future, I'd like to find out where we are on that. I know we do have some wind power, but we need to continue to expand on that one. So make sure we want to be the leader in the nation in that area.
There is no House Energy Committee this year.
Yeah.
Not sure yet from the Speaker's office where she's planning on sending the energy bills if and as they arise, but we certainly could, after we've kind of cut out our agenda, we could certainly take sure. that as a alternative as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Gard.
Two sessions ago, we developed the Oregon Alternate Energy Center at Oregon Institute of Technology in Klamath Falls, which is into what Representative Lima's curiosity as to where we are. They're studying not only geothermal heat, but wind power and various other alternate energy sources. So if the chair would like, certainly someone from that energy center to come before our committee might be appropriate.
Excellent. Just an aside, my parents-in-law used to live on the hill in Klamath Falls and had all of their winter heating free of charge right from the geothermal. It's a great concept.
And many still do, Mr. Chair.
Isn't the university pretty much heated by
geothermal? Yes, and the hospital. And there used to be, there is no longer any local dairies to pasteurize in Klamath Falls, mm-hmm. but they used to pasteurize the milk in the dairies
from the heat.
With the geothermal heat.
Mm-hmm.
But as you recall, back in 1994, we had an earthquake in Klamath Falls, and it changed things around a little bit and made the water hotter. So,
really?
It's a very interesting story and a very interesting study. And perhaps the committee will find that interesting later on.
Certainly the environment is affected by changes in the plates and the earthquake activity that the earth goes through. Is that an area that you'd like to explore at all? I saw the paper last night had an interesting article on the front page about the plates and the possibility of a major earthquake here in the Northwest.
I remember, I think it was Representative Barnhart who had a group of people from Eugene that were really into hydroelectric and other sources of energy in that regard. And they had a great film and a presentation on it and so forth. Do you remember that, Phil?
No.
Okay.
It may have been Senator Morissette.
Oh, it could have been Bill.
Yeah.
But this was not a test, so.
Yeah.
Speaking about...
Anyway, there is, Mr. Chair, a lot of information out there about alternate energy, and I think it's quite appropriate. So.
Okay.
Well, and if I could second that, Senator Lim's suggestion is a great one, because, of course, we're going to generate and use energy. That's a given. And how we do it will have a huge impact on our watersheds and our airsheds. Doing it right in a clean way will have huge positive impacts on our environment because they don't impact the environment. And we're, for example, right now we're under conversation in my district is the possible establishment of a power plant powered by natural gas that would generate 300 megawatts of power. A pretty good sized plant. Would take care of all of the additional energy needs in Lane County, in the central part of Lane County, for 25 years. But if there is another way or a different set of ways of generating that power that would not require putting the pollutants into the air that even a clean natural gas plant will put into that part of our very sensitive airshed, that would certainly have a huge positive environmental impact on the Southern Willamette Valley. So I really welcome his suggestions that we explore these areas. Obviously, another area which of power generation, as it were, clean generation, is increased emphasis on conservation. Anything we do that actually doesn't use power
saves
the need to generate.
Mm-hmm.
And if this committee ends up working on those kinds of areas, that would be a very interesting and impactful area for us to work on.
And once again, Mr. Chair, Klamath Falls has two generation plants, electrical generation plants, and the third one just approved by the siting board. So be happy to share with Representative Barnhart all the headaches that will go along with that power plant.
Thank you, Representative.
Yes.
This is what I needed to hear.
Uh-huh.
During the interim, I have been working with some folks that have a fuel catalyst, and not trying to side with them, but necessarily interested in the idea of making what fossil fuels we do use more effective, more efficient. And there are some pretty interesting claims in terms of cutting down the NOx and the sulfur particulate matter and increasing fuel efficiency for regions or areas that probably generally are considered pretty pretty dirty, the railroads, the airlines, and school buses. So I'd like to include in our deliberations sometime during the session thoughts and ideas along that line as well, so we can see if there are ways that the state can become more environment friendly through usage of the fuels that we do have to have at this point.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Jensen.
Thank you. As we talk about alternate sources of energy or our energy needs, a couple of observations. You know, first, as a very strong proponent of hydro, we appreciate in many ways the environmentally friendly nature of hydro and the fact that we don't use any energy or we don't use any energy in order to produce energy with that. But in addition to that, and I appreciate this will probably come with more reservation on the part of many people, but maybe it is, maybe we're, if we're going to try to, you know, look at this whole energy thing in a complete way, maybe we ought to be honest with ourselves and revisit the atomic nuclear energy issue, which still very well may be the future of mankind used throughout the world. I'd be interested at least in some updates from certified smart people about this particular form of energy.
When you look at Europe and some of the, and around the world in other areas where they have, other than in Russia, where they've had a fairly safe experience, it has been very practical for Western European nations.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got some wonderful suggestions and ideas there, and I think a lot of discussion to face us in the future. We'll be adjourned until Thursday at 1. Okay.